2,000 years ago, in the Galilean village of Nazareth, a young Jewish woman received a message that was almost unbelievable. After untold ages of the world since the creation of man and his fall from grace, the promise made by the Creator was finally to be fulfilled. A son born of a virgin would come into the world to destroy sin and death and restore the possibility of eternal life to the children of Adam by adopting them as the children of God by grace through faith. St. Luke tells us of that encounter between Mary and Gabriel, and given what was at stake in their conversation, the salvation of the world, the exchange is remarkably brief. Consider the stark beauty of Gabriel's words of greeting. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Be not afraid. And then come the words which we call the Annunciation, a feast celebrated by the Church each year on March the 25th, 9 months to the day before we celebrate the birth of Christ. Gabriel announces that heaven is coming to earth. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary does not resist this proclamation of the gospel, but because what Gabriel describes is beyond possibility for any human person, Mary is naturally curious. How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And now Gabriel announces the word that is the greatest gift of God to man, and a grace beyond all expectation or understanding. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Mary then responds to Gabriel with the words which are the hinge on which turn all of human history. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. This brief moment in Nazareth, which was hidden from the sight of the world until after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, is a victory above all other human victories of every time and place. By putting her entire life at the service of God's eternal plan of salvation, the Virgin Mary was made the instrument of grace by which the Word became flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth to bring salvation to the human race. Gabriel's visit to Mary is recalled by the Church each day in the ancient and beautiful prayer called the Angelus, a prayer which, along with its Hail Marys, we should all know by heart. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of the resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.